D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan live at Barrel House inside Bridgestone Arena, where the Predators will take on the Dallas Stars tonight at 7 o'clock. And joining us, Michelle Kennedy, COO, President, and Alternate Governor. A lot of job titles for Michelle.
Oh, and add one more. Yes. Anchor dropper.
Woo! Yes.
Oh, Michelle, yeah. Played
anchor
a,
down.
Michelle played a prominent role in Vanderbilt's upset of Alabama, as I understand it.
Yeah, it's the, I played basketball there for 4 years, but by far my biggest athletic accomplishment was dropping the anchor on the game before Alabama, the Vandy upset of Alabama on Saturday.
Now, Michelle,
it was great.
Michelle was just a year ahead of me in school, and when Michelle and I are talking to a big group of Predator people, I always mention that our jerseys are not in the rafters at Memorial Gym. But we've come out okay. We've come out okay, though.
What I want to know is, who had the better game back then?
Oh, geez, Willie D by far.
Like, not by far.
Willie D and I were lucky to even get jerseys back then, much
That's
less
right.
have them in the rafters.
That's right. It's pretty close. It's pretty close. We saw some Vanderbilt Alabama football games, too, that did not go as well as it went on Saturday, needless to say.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we did.
Well, Michelle, the start of a new Predator season tonight. The organization put a significant amount of money in upgrading Bridgestone Arena, if I have it right, around $15 million in upgrades to the building. For those who are coming to the game tonight that have not been at Bridgestone Arena since last season ended, what can they expect with these new amenities?
Well, I mean, we have a great new premium club that's opening tonight, the California Closet Studio. We were in it last night for a soft opening for the 21 Pilots concert. It's absolutely awesome. There are some new video boards in the concourse. The marquee video is a new LED board. There is always progress being made, and we have new furniture in the Lexus Lounge. We have, I don't even know what our game presentation staff's going to do tonight. I haven't seen it, but they're all very excited about what they're going to roll out tonight. This is the year of the Music City Hockey Tour. Brought a shirt for all you guys, so it's Music City Hockey on the front, and then concert-style T-shirt on the back with all of our games. So everybody's going to get one of these tonight. There's just no reason not to be here. It's going to be a fun night. As you said, we spent a lot of money on the building. We also spent a lot of money on players this summer.
Indeed, you did.
So we're excited about that as well.
And I wanted to ask you about that. When people have asked me about the anticipation for this Predator season, and when was the last time you think there was as much anticipation for a Predator season? The year I always go back to is the 2016-2017 season. And a lot of that was driven by the big trade acquisition of P.K. Subban, and a lot of buzz around the NHL, around town, about P.K. Subban joining the Nashville Predators, and obviously he had a tremendous hand in the success that the organization had. And this past summer, if my math is right, it was $108.5 million combined on Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, and Brady Shea, and not, of course, to forget about Scott Wedgwood, who is starting in goal tonight for the Nashville Predators. But when you think of the buzz and anticipation within the organization and what you're feeling around town, when was the last time you think it was like this?
It was definitely coming out of that Stanley Cup final run and into the season when we won the President's Cup. It was that time. It was there was so much excitement. This year, so our season ended 160 days ago, and people were excited. They felt like we should have won that series against Vancouver, and even though the season ended after the first round, there was a lot of excitement. Then 101 days ago, free agency happened, and the excitement just catapulted at that point. And so what we have seen, we've had a sold-out inter-squad scrimmage in Clarksville. We had a Preds Fest here on Sunday that was absolutely unbelievable. We have a fan base that is so ready to watch this team take the ice tonight that it's just, I'm glad you guys are having me down here today. I can burn off some nervous energy. It's a long time till 7 o'clock.
And While you're sitting here, they're bringing all these new food options here. I know that's something that you guys have stressed. Always want to, you know, have something fresh, and we're seeing it right here. So
I love the Zamboni.
We've been tempted
the chicken
here.
On the top.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. So there's a Zamboni. There's a Nash head that has popcorn and food in it. Yeah. DNC has done a great job in the off season, and we had a great food tasting a couple days ago here, and so many new things, so many options here. So you can come here. Eat, drink, be merry. There's a plaza party that starts at 3 o'clock, gold walk at 4 o'clock, doors are at 5, puck drops at 7.
Another thing that I'd love to hear you talk about as you get more entrenched in your spot now is just what I hear about the league is just that everybody's really excited about just the health overall with Utah coming in. They just debuted the other night. They look like they're off to a great start. Hopefully not too good because they're in the Predators division. They've got a pretty good team. But just all everything, the salary cap going up, the health of the league seems to be in a good spot.
Yeah, I think the league's in a great place. You know, I think while we've just Utah's new this year, there's already discussion of who the next team or teams will be as the league continues to expand. There's no timeline for that, but at some point it will happen inevitably. Team valuations have gotten to a very, very nice place. When I first started here 16 years ago, I didn't anticipate a B being around in a valuation description of an NHL team, but that's where we are. And so I think Gary Bettman, who's been the commissioner for a very long time, has done a great job. We've got, in the next year or so, we'll begin talking about national media rights deals again, and I think that we'll see a nice escalation when that comes. So, yeah, the trajectory of the NHL is awesome and continues to move in the right direction at a very spirited clip.
Well, another thing that I was thinking about as you said that too, the valuations. I think a lot of people might be interested to know the Predators are almost up. They don't have quite as much salary cap space going into the season, which you go back far enough to know that was not something that the Predators were doing year in and year out. But it speaks a lot to the growth of the franchise, the ownership's commitment to be able to have that flexibility to go right up to it. Yeah. Because that wasn't an option once upon a time.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be. It is a really interesting. I've been here a long time, and I know the days when we were trying to be very economical with our payroll. Now it's not even a question that we're going to be a cap team. You know, when I think others are now starting to get that. I think this free agency season certainly showed people that we're in it to win it. We want the best players. Those players are often the most expensive players, and we're ready for that, and we want to be a part of that. I think the place where we really began making the climb where we are today is when we made that commitment to match the offer sheet on Shea Weber. That was a transformative decision for our organization. Now, rounding up that first $14 million we needed to pay him on that day was also a fun experiment.
Ask Willie.
Digging on the couch for a
but from,
I'm not sure if GoFundMe's accepted back then.
I don't know. They didn't. But that was the place where I can think back, and that's where it started. And so it's great to be at a place today where it's not even a conversation. We are going to be a cap team. Barry, as David was, is very committed to winning a cup, and that's what we're here for. We're not here just to – we're here to have fun, but – We're also here to win. Barry said in the offseason he doesn't want people to come here to play just so they'll have a nice retirement home. He wants them to come here to win, and that's what we're about.
Michelle, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about Barry Trotz because I think we all have been so incredibly impressed by how quickly he has taken to being an NHL general manager. He's been around the game so long. You know, you might have expected a somewhat seamless transition, but from the moment that the organization announced that he would be succeeding David Poile, you know, he has, as we've talked about with free agency, and even last year with the free agents of Ryan O'Reilly, Luke Shen, Gus Nyquist, the trade deadline a couple of years ago, Barry has been unafraid to make the bold move. What has impressed you most about how Barry has taken to his new role?
Just how natural it seemed for him to walk in, and like you guys, I mean, I see him every day, I'm around him every day, I work with him every day, but it just seemed the most natural transition. For our organization, it absolutely felt right. We have a special organization, and that succession plan felt like the right one, but all of us assumed that there'd be a little more of an evident learning curve. Right. And it seems to have been completely absent.
As an ambassador as well? Because it seems like he never left in some ways, the way he just seems to connect with the fans.
Yeah, and, you know, he gets so much credit. One of the things that is such a big part of our organization is our connectivity to the community. Barry gets so much credit for that because in the beginning, when he was our first coach, it was Barry who took on that philanthropic notion and really brought the rest of the organization along with him. And so I think that connectivity and that fondness never went away. I mean, it was like Barry went on a vacation for a few years and then came back.
Won a Stanley Cup, went on vacation, won a Stanley Cup.
Did some cool stuff.
Came back.
But it feels very natural for him to be back because we all stayed connected to him during those years when he wasn't here. And so it made for a really, really easy transition back into this community and back into this organization.
Now, has that boldness filtered throughout the organization? Because you talked about his boldness and his willingness to pay the money to get the players in, to show the fans, hey, listen, we are for real. We want to win the Stanley Cup. So has that filtered throughout the organization with things that you may want to do, you know, push the envelope with things you want to do in the arena and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have had a very supportive ownership group the entire time that I have been here. Bill Haslam has just become our chairman, and he certainly has a great deal of enthusiasm for winning and for continuing to raise the bar. So it's that we absolutely are all pulling on the same rope in the same direction. And I think we feed off of each other's confidence and enthusiasm and willingness to do whatever it takes to win.
Well, Michelle, we hope we helped you burn off some of that nervous energy. Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle Kennedy, President and COO of the Nashville Predators. The festivities start at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Plaza party at 3 o'clock.
Gold Walk at 4, game at 7. Michelle?
Gates open at 5.
Gates open at 5?
You got it.
All right, we got all the times.
Michelle, teamwork.
Yes. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you guys
for joining
very
us.
Much.
Michelle
Have a great
Kennedy,
day.
You as well. 615-737-1025. As I said, I had four pairs of tickets to give away for the Predators game against the Seattle Kraken on Tuesday. I gave away one, and I'm going to give away another one now as Derek is throwing phones.
No, I didn't throw. He threw a T-shirt, and I panicked and fumbled the phone.
Good thing you weren't Mets last night, Willie. They may not have made it to the NLCS. But I do have a pair of tickets to give away to the Predators home game on Tuesday against the Seattle Kraken. Be caller number 3. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to see the Nashville Predators host the Seattle Kraken on Tuesday. We'll get back into my final Predators questions before the start of the regular season. Coming up next, Adam Vingan, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.